Well, good morning, and welcome. Wow, did you hear that horn? Wow, a new sound for a new month. This is July already. Wow. I mean, momentum is growing. Can you feel the momentum? Can you feel the movement? Can you feel the increase? I love that. Thank you, Mike. That was just an extra on the horn. I want that sound, that vibration to clear out the smoke and all of the pollution that's in the skies. Shake it out. Let the sound of God shake it out, right? Yeah. I'm sure that you're all tired of that like I am. But God is with us. He's here. He's in us. He's for us. And so this morning, I was praying for you all, for us, and I heard the Holy Spirit clearly say, open the eyes of your heart. And Paul prayed that over the Ephesian people, so I'm just going to pray that over this. I'm not going to pray it, because pray, sometimes that position sounds a little too, churchy. Thank you, Pastor. I like that. I'm going to shout it from the rooftops. Because we open the eyes of our heart. We look to see. And the Lord has a lot to say where we set our eyes. And so in Ephesians 2, Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. Well, we respond to that and we say, yes, Lord, our heart, the eyes of our heart are enlightened. And he goes on to say, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling. We say, yes, we know the hope. We know the hope of our calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints that we carry inheritance in us. Wow. Well, no wonder Paul prays and the Lord wants us to have the eyes of our heart open. How else can we see that inheritance? How else can we see his glory? How else can we see his beauty and his holiness? And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit started to bring me all these eye scriptures to my remembrance. And I thought about Isaiah 6, that Isaiah saw, his eyes were open, and he saw the Lord high and lifted up. And he saw the train of his robe filling the temple with his glory. Well, we are the temple, and his temple fills us with his glory and with his beauty, with his holiness. And how Moses met with God face to face, how his eyes, I mean, they were eyeball to eyeball. Wow, we can be eyeball to eyeball with God because we have that level of intimacy. Even in Revelation, how John says in the book of Revelation, he says that I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and I saw. So there's something God has for us to see today. He wants us to see his hand. He wants us to see his goodness in the land of the living. And I thought about Jesus. It says in the Gospels again and again that when he saw the crowds, that his heart was filled with compassion. So the Lord wants us to see the people. He wants us to see our city. He wants us to see the land. And he wants our hearts to be filled with compassion, that our eyes are directly connected to our hearts. He says, set your eyes on things above. Set your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith. He said to Jeremiah, he says, what do you see? What do you see? And so he's saying to us, what do you see? Look and see me. Look and see me. And so I heard all this before I got here, and I was praying into the atmosphere so that all of us could just step into it, because that's what I do when I come early. And then I heard Pastor Amy, as they were practicing, and I heard her sing a song we haven't sung in a long time. And you know what the song was? Open the eyes of our heart. Don't you love it when God just confirms what he's saying in the heavens? And so I shared that with her right before we started. And she said to me, you know, we're going to sing that. I didn't know if she would. Sometimes what she sings in practice is to set the atmosphere. And we don't sing all of that. But we're going to sing that together about opening the eyes of our heart. But she said she rewrote it a little bit. And so don't get into that comfortable place of the old version, because our pastor Amy has upgraded us to a now version, some now new words, so that we are positioned correctly, so that we can see the fullness of who he is and what he's doing today. So Amy, take us there. Take us there. We're going with you.
Father,
we are together in this.
We only added, he had me add one word and it switches it around so much. The song is Open the Eyes of My Heart, and it's a plea to God to open the eyes of our heart, but that's not where we're at now. He resides on the inside of us, and he says, open the eyes of your heart. And so our response is, I open my eyes. Nope, sorry, that's not our response. Our response is, I open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you, I want to see you. We do this by faith, amen. I open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I open the eyes of my heart, 'cause I want to see you. I want to see. Oh, presence of the Lord. And we will not be bought or sold. By your Spirit in us, we will overcome, yeah. Pulling down every stronghold. We're making war. now, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Cause we're not gonna miss what you're doing, where you're moving, where you're leading, holy God. You have all my attention. Rain down, heavenly flame, here in this place, unleash your power. Oh, Spirit, come have your way. Cause there's a holy expectation for what you're about to do. For you, we wait for you. There's a people on the altar. What we offer you will use. Would you breathe on this surrender? We're here for you. Rain down, about to do. We're full of awe and adoration. We wait for you. 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 We fix our eyes on you. We wait for you. I'm not gonna miss when you're speaking, who you're reaching, who you're healing, Holy God, you have all my attention. Shining in the light of your glory. the bright morning star, so radiant you are. Lead me, our God, enlighten our eyes as we worship.
Baby.
the oil, oh, by the blood, by the oil of your spirit, we're washed in your blood, filled with your oil, God, yes, we're washed in your blood.
Making all things new this morning.
Yes.
And we're going to take communion right now and keep this atmosphere of worship. So if you haven't got a communion cup, just raise your hand. The ushers will come in and you may be seated just for a minute. What a good place to acknowledge that He's making all things new. Amen. The work that He's begun in you, He's going to bring to completion. So if you need the communion cup, just raise your hand.
Hallelujah!
Just remind you, you know, if you're not familiar with, every first Sunday of the month we take communion. You can pick it up in the foyer on the table. If you don't remember, that's all right. We have people that respond to you, and so just kind of take a minute. Sometimes it takes a minute to get that top layer off.
About that.
And Father, we thank you that you're making all things new. Old things are passing away and all things are becoming new in you, Christ Jesus. And how wonderful and how marvelous you are. Just take maybe in one hand, if you're helping someone, that's all right. And put the bread, body of Jesus, one hand and the cup in the other hand. And because He said, do this in remembrance of Him, His body and His blood, His body that was broken for us and His blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. And we invite you all. You don't have to be it's not about being a member of a church. It's about being a member of His church.
Amen.
His body.
Amen.
And if you confess Jesus is Lord of your life, then we invite you to take of His body and His blood. And if you haven't made Jesus Lord of your life, we're going to confess Jesus as Lord of our lives, and we invite you. It's about surrendering your heart, acknowledging that He died for your sins, that He was raised from the dead. Your sins are forgiven, washed in the blood of Jesus, and all things, you're a new creation in Christ. All things are passing away, and all things are being made new. Even right now, you're being made new, just being here. So let's pray this together. Make this your confession. It says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. So this morning, let's confess with our mouths. Let's say, Father, I thank you and praise you that you so loved me. He's saying, I love you. Thank you for loving me. and sending your son Jesus to die for me. I thank you, Jesus, that for the joy set before you, you went to the cross. I thank you for bearing my sins and my sicknesses. By your stripes I am healed. By your blood I am forgiven. And I have right standing with you before the throne. I confess you, Jesus, as Lord of my life. I believe in my heart you died for me, and that you were raised from the dead, and that you're coming back again. I remember your body broken for me, that by your stripes I am healed. I thank you for my healing, spirit, soul, and body. I receive it now as I eat your body in remembrance of you. Let's eat this in remembrance of him. And as you eat, just remember. As you eat, just remember. It says in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all of his benefits. For he forgave your sins and took your sicknesses. So we thank you that we're being healed as we remember you, Jesus. In the same manner, Jesus took the cup after he supped and said, take, drink, this is my blood, which has been shed for you for remission of your sins. Father, we thank you. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. But we thank you, Jesus, you shed your blood and took away our sin. Let's drink this in remembrance of him. Thank you, Father. Let's just take a minute and thank him. Thank him for the cross. Thank him for his obedience. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that you paid the price. And we're in you and you're in us. Together we're one. One body. One body. With one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's give him a praise. Hallelujah. Good job. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Before they all get off the platform, I just want to take a minute and thank everyone, and what a week it's been. And so I won't be surprised this week, but you did surprise me, and I was very blessed. Last week, you caught me off guard, and I'm going to share a little bit on that, and I want to just bless you in return. So thank you for all the expressions of love, the cards, we read them all the expressions of love that came in gifts. And but I'll tell you, the best part of all that I won't ever forget was when you came up together and see your faces. I still have that. I can see your faces. There was such a love coming this way, and I could see it on your faces, and that's what really undid me. Not the surprise, but you. And so I'm being renewed even right now. I'm going to share a scripture in a minute. But thank you, worship team. Thank you, Amy. Let me kind of help clarify a few things, because some of you didn't understand all the things that happened on last week. What was it about the gorilla that showed up? And It didn't make sense to you, but it made sense to me. It undid me. Years ago, we used to do a mother-daughter banquet or mother banquet on Mother's Day. And when my father was here, he was in charge of the entertainment and did it. And one of the things he did was he rented a gorilla suit. And he couldn't get anyone else to get in it, so he put me in it. And so that was a reminder of God. So the gorilla did have a purpose. Amy wasn't just bringing that out to do a filler. And we thank Chase. I thought, I know I wasn't as limber as she was and all the things she was doing. I thought, who in the world's in that suit with all that flexibility? And then when she took off the head, I thought, well, only a Chase could do that. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all the expressions of love. And thank you. Just to remind you of a couple things. Prophet Susie started off with open the eyes of our heart. And God's opening the eyes of our heart. And there's two things that is emphasized in Scripture that are part of the Spirit, the eyes of our heart and our ears. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear.
Yes.
And so those are two predominant features of the Spirit man. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today, but we're in the middle, almost in the middle of summer. It's hard to believe that today is July 2nd. And if you're reading, not reading with us, join in reading with us through the Proverbs. I always love Proverbs 1, 2, 3, 4. It kind of sets the stage for the rest of the month. But read Proverbs 1 and 2. Today's Proverbs 2. Susie started with that, or Apostle Linda had that. And Susie was talking about the eyes of the heart. And I'm going to talk about that. But we're living in a season right now. And I want to encourage you. God's doing a new work, a new thing in us, but he's preparing us.
Yes.
I'm trying to think how to make announcement and then move into the message. Not. I want to dismiss the kids too and give them. But let's do the announcement first. We're still selling the books, and I don't think we have a book up here. Do we have a book up here? It's real critical, this time that we're in. And the Lord spoke to us a month ago that the season of the summer from Memorial Day to Labor Day was going to be critical of how you move into the next season. And one of the things that's happening right now is the Lord is cleaning house, and he's cleaning every room in his house, and we are the temple of Holy Spirit. And so we got everybody and made the announcement, Set Yourself Free. It's a self-deliverance book, but the thing about it, it's not just a book. The scripture's in the book that he's trying to identify things that hinder us from moving on and receiving the fullness of Christ in our lives. And so some of it's in our soul, some of it's mindset, some of it's doctrine, some of it's just sins of the flesh, some of it is a sin period, but whatever it is, we need to be set free, because what's coming, and I've had it confirmed by the prophets that I listen to and just hear it all the time. I believe my brother was here last week. We hadn't talked anything about anything. He says when he came in this atmosphere, he had to kind of change and adjust his message because the Spirit of God told him and just confirmed about how important it is. And I had written on a sticky note before this went, the last 2 weeks, I knew I wasn't going to be in the pulpit for 2 weeks, and the Spirit of God started to speak when it was time to get back in. I was to do Romans chapter 8, verse 14, which is those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Amen. And my brother shifted his message and gave the same scripture that I had written down on this sticky note and with another one. And I wanted to share that last week before it got intercepted and took it a different direction. And Apostle Linda said I gave her a dirty look. She's still holding that, but it was a confirmation to me that we need to press into the things of the Spirit. What's hindering us in the eyes of our heart? I open the eyes of my heart, But I'm also opening the ears that I might hear what the Spirit is saying. And I want to encourage you to stay. Don't read, do a fast read. Those that are still, if you've already read through the book, read through it again. But stay in a chapter until you feel that, you know, you can move on, the peace of God, because it's going to deal with some things, and He's going to reveal some things in the core of your being that you don't even know is there. And I'm going to talk about a little bit of that this morning. So you can get the book, stay in it. It's not the book or the author of the book. It's the author of the book, the Bible and the Scripture. So just stay in this. This is available to you. Be in the information table after service, okay? And just stay alive through the summer. Get refreshed. I'm going to tell you how to stay alive in a minute, but get refreshed, you know, take a vacation, but don't take a vacation from the Lord. There's too much happening too fast right now that if you take a few weeks off, it's going to be hard to recover and get back. So just stay with it. You can watch online. Those watching online, you can get the messages. If you're away, pick them up, because God is really setting us for this coming fall. And you think things are getting crazy right now during the summer months. It's about ready to break out, but God's already ahead of this, and He's telling His people, be ready. So we just want to encourage you. We appreciate all the children's ministry. We heard one report. I got a testimony, and you need to hear this, a testimony from one of the grandmas here, that one of her grandsons had lost his phone. And the Spirit of God told him where the phone was, and he went and found it. And she said, "How'd you find it?" He says, "God told me." Amen. So there's no junior Holy Spirit. So you may not think that they're paying attention. Yeah. This is a five-year-old. Yeah. He said, "How'd you find it?" "God told me where it was." He said, "I asked God, and God showed me. I went and got it." I'm telling you, God's moving. There's no junior Holy Spirit. And so we give God praise, and thank you for that good report, what's going on in Children's Church. So we want to dismiss them right now. And as they're being dismissed, let's stretch our hands. Father, we thank you for this next generation that's coming up. That, Father, this is a generation that's going to be full of the Word and the Spirit at a young age. We thank you they have encounters right now. That it's not just, Father, about knowing the Bible or knowing Bible stories, but it's knowing the author and the creator, Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit. So we say empower them. We thank you, Father, for the workers right now, that as they freely minister, that they're being filled again, going to a new level, that they're being pressed, Father, to run hard, because they're being followed, Father, by this young generation that's thirsty and hungry after righteousness. So we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for every worker that you're bringing in right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let me see if I can merge these two things together. I know I can. 3 weeks ago when we were talking, and I finished on Isaiah chapter 40. If you remember that, Isaiah chapter 40, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. There's two characteristics that are mentioned in Scripture about the eagle. One of them is his flight pattern. You will mount up with wings as eagles. They are the fastest flying birds alive, and they can go higher than any birds. What I realized this morning, you know, turkeys don't fly very high. My dog got a turkey off, and I didn't think it was going to get off the ground in time. And it flew, and it struggled, and it got to a tree and stuck there. I started to say, eagles don't fly low. When the storm comes, they know how to lock their wings and soar above it. And we're to soar above our circumstances and situations. And it's all about the Spirit of the Lord. And we're going to share that this morning. The second thing that I heard was that they renew their strength. And the scripture that I have for that one is Psalm 103, and I couldn't remember it a couple of weeks ago, and then Bill Johnson taught on it that Sunday that I was teaching on They Mount Up with Wings as Eagles, or last Sunday. And Psalm 103 says this: He who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. So another characteristic of eagles is that somewhere around the age of 30, they go into a molt mode. They start to pluck out all their feathers. They beat their beaks against a rock and knock their beaks off. They pull out their talons. And they're at the mercy of other eagles feeding them during this process. For they find a wilderness place or a high place while they're doing this because they're vulnerable. And so they're relying on other eagles to come and feed them. I heard one report that only one of three eagles make it through this process. And it takes about 5 or 6 months to go through the completion that they pluck out their feathers, they knock off their beak and their talons, and then they grow new feathers, and it takes about 4 to 6 months for them to fully be restored. After they're restored, though, they can fly higher and faster than before. That's why it says, like eagles, renew your strength. So this is what happened last week to me. When I saw your faces and the expressions of love, and Bill Johnson preached that last week and we went home and heard it, I felt like my strength had been renewed. He says, with good things I renew your strength. I'll read it again. Who satisfies your years with good things. Don't limit the good things to material things. Material things can be a part of it, but there's a lot more to life than material things. Who satisfies your life with good things? I'll tell you what, I was just undone. I felt like I was in that malting process, but when I saw your faces, I felt a restoration of strength come back in. So He's going to satisfy your strength. And one of the things that Bill Johnson said at the end of the message, he told a lot of stories actually in it, which is not typical of him, but he mentioned this. And at the end, he says, many of us that are in what we think are our latter years, our youth is going to be renewed like the eagles, and you're going to be stronger and run further and faster than you did in the previous years. So I'm talking that to the next generation. Some of you think, okay, my time's up. No. I see these months in the summer as kind of our malting. As we wait upon the Lord, He's picking out all those things that are hindering us. Hebrews chapter 12 says, you know, we're going to run the race, but you need to get sin out of your life. Those things that so easily entangle you. And so these are times of malt, and He's taking them off, not so that He takes you out, so that He can give you new strength to run your race. And so last week, all week it was, I was getting messages. You know, my family starting get into messages. And then I loved it because on my birthday, which was Thursday, I get a message of a great-grandson being born. I thought God was confirming a great thing that I get to celebrate a birthday, and not only with my great-grandson, but I have a grandson who celebrates my birthday. So I have a grandson and a great-grandson that remind me of the goodness of God. I was undone when we got the message because he wasn't due until some first week in July. We got the message, you know, Wednesday night that she had gone to the hospital. I thought, oh, she. And Jesse was born on my birthday, a good thing. So I was just celebrating I feel like my strength has been renewed in your encouragement, all the expressions of love. I just felt it. But your faces that morning, I could just see. I mean, you were glowing, and I felt the love, and I just want to thank you. And the way I can thank you is I can't hug all you now, but you just take your arms and go like this. I love you. I appreciate you. We're going to run together this race together, and he's going to renew all of your strength right now. For they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Amen? He's not finished with us yet. If you're still here, we need to learn how to renew our strength in the things of the Lord. So that's what I want to talk about. I thank you. I thank you. I mean, I was totally caught off guard, but the Lord was good. On my birthday, we did something. Just Apostle Linda set it up and did a couple of fun things that meant a lot to me. We went down to the historical museum in Detroit. And we'd never been down there. I've been here all my life, never been down there. A lot of reading, but to tell you the history of our city, it just engaged and put that back on the inside of me, why we are still here, because he's not finished with our assignment yet. And it was just amazing. We spent about 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and then we went just a little ways down the road, and we went to Hitsville. Motown. If you haven't been in Hitsville and Motown, you know, and we went into Hitsville and Motown and had a great time there, you know, and you can't help but when you go there, come out. I mean, the security guards are waiting outside, and you think, how long have you been a security guard? They'll say a long time, but man, they're just, the music is going all the time. They said, you can't help it. And one of the things that I was surprised in it's a tour, and so it's not a very big place. There's a lot of just the person giving you all the information. And we went, the last thing you do is you go down in the studio where they created all these hits. And one of the things that Gordy, who was the founder of the records, he wanted diversity. And so he hired diversity to help him develop the vision he had, because he says, I want to create a sound that will touch every person. And Motown sound touches every person. And when you hear it, and so, I mean, that was a great birthday present for me to go down and hear that. And I thought that, you know, one of the other things that they tell you is that Gordy started off on the assembly line. He came up here, as many came up to the Detroit area to work in the auto plants. And on the assembly line, he had a vision of the assembly line. And when he started the music, he says, he took the assembly line concept and he says, why can't we take someone that has just kind of maybe a music desire or a song and take them through a process so that when we turn them out, they're well known. And so he created all these places in the assembly line, a proper etiquette. He taught all kinds of things. And he brought in experts in each one of these areas, voice people that taught him the voice. He brought in all these people and sent them through this assembly line development, and then when they came out, ooh, I thought, wow, yeah, and that's what Holy Spirit's doing right now to us. I felt, whoa, we start off and look at, you know, we're a bunch of dissembled people, but he's creating a body with one song, one mind, one heart to express the fullness of Jesus. And so it was a great week this week, and I just love this place. I love the city. I love our assignment. Well, let's start off, and because the Holy Spirit said, it's going to be about, keep preaching on Holy Spirit. Amen. Because without Holy Spirit, we're not going to navigate through this time. Amen. In fact, let me read a couple of scriptures out of the Passion. Proverbs 1 was yesterday, Proverbs 2 is today. But listen, I just pulled out a couple of things. It says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 21, You will hear wisdom's warning as she preaches courageously to those who stop to listen. God will speak to those who will stop to listen. He goes on to say in verse 33, "But the one who always listens to me will live undisturbed in a heavenly peace." You want the peace of God. If you stop to listen to Him, you'll live in undisturbed peace when all this chaos is going on. People think you lost your mind. No, you got the mind of Christ. You're experiencing Him. So it says, but the one who always listens, and notice, it says always listens to me, will live undisturbed in a heavenly peace, free from fear. How many want to be free from fear? Here's the antidote. Who listens, takes time to listen. You'll be free from fear, confident and courageous. How many want to be confident and courageous of who you are in Christ in this hour? Man, here's the remedy. That one will rest unafraid. So you won't not only be free of fear, you won't be afraid of the things that are coming, because you're listening to Holy Spirit, who will show you even what is to come. He'll tell you what's going on now, but He'll tell you what is to come. That one will rest unafraid and sheltered from the storms of life. It doesn't say you won't be in the storms. And last week, Roger taught on Psalm 23. I heard Psalm 23 and just mentioned, pray for Eric, who sits up here. His father passed and went to be with the Lord. And at the funeral, she taught on Psalm 23. If you're hearing the voice of God, you won't be afraid of the storms that are coming. Because you built your house, you heard, and you were obedient and built your house on the rock, not on sand. Those that just hear the word but don't do it, when the storms come, it's going to take your foundation away and everything else. So it says, the one will rest unafraid and sheltered from the storms of life. Chapter 2 of Proverbs, if you read that this morning, it says in verse 2, so train your heart to listen when I speak. He's speaking all the time. But he says, train your heart to listen when he's speaking. Then you will discover the fear of the Lord, and every word he speaks is full of revelation. Wow, every word. So I believe God has a lot to say. If we believe he's eternal, if we believe he's all-knowing, if we believe he's all-powerful, which we believe that and we say that, then don't you think he wants to reveal that to us? And so he who takes the time to listen. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3. I want to take off from where Roger left off in Romans chapter 8:14. And just kind of build on it in the Holy Spirit, hearing the voice of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. In Hebrews chapter 3, in verse 1, it says this, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. How many of you are partakers of the heavenly calling? How many prayed that prayer for communion to receive Jesus? Then you're a partaker. You may not be partaking, but you have what's on the inside to be partakers of the heavenly calling. And Jesus told us when he comes, Holy Spirit comes, he'll show you all things, teach you all things, and show you even things to come. So we're partakers of the heavenly calling. Consider Jesus. So as partakers of the heavenly calling, we have to consider Jesus. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus. The eyes of our heart have to be fixed on him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of your confession. He was faithful to whom appointed him, as Moses was in all his house. For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all of his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. But Christ, as faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we laid fast our confidence and boast of our hope firm until the end. Next verse, therefore. That's why I read all that. Because if you didn't get all that, you wouldn't know what he's going to say next. How do we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus? How do we consider him? It's his house he's building. So he's the master builder. He has the blueprint. So if we keep our eyes on him, we'll know what he's building. Therefore, it says, therefore, just as Holy Spirit says, so Holy Spirit's saying, he's speaking, today, if you hear his voice. Now, I don't know why it popped in, but it just popped in, so I'll say it. You know, there's that commercial. Now I forgot the commercial. It went in and out. It's one of those that was a pass-by. As you get older, you know those things. But today, if you hear his voice, let me ask you, what have you heard today?
Yes.
Could you tell me something the Lord told you today? You know, it's today. I want to encourage you. I believe, and this is my opinion, but it works for me, and I believe it. If you wait till the end of the day, you get the leftovers of what that day was supposed to be. And the reason he says today, and I believe the reason that Psalm says that David, early in the morning, Jesus got up a great deal before daylight and went to be with the Lord, is before all the noise starts. Because once the noise starts, it's very hard to hear. So today, I want to start the day off and get the whole day's fullness in. But if at the end of the day, you're doing it, I mean, you're wore out, you had a rough day, now you're going to get today, and you get today, and you get to go to sleep, but then it's tomorrow. Today is always today. Do it now. Our life group yesterday, we got in this conversation about tomorrow, about procrastinate. Well, I'll do it tomorrow. You know what? Tomorrow is always tomorrow. So you keep procrastinating and you never get anything done because you always think, tomorrow I'll do it.
Yeah, that's true.
But today is always today.
Yeah.
Today is never tomorrow and it's never yesterday. Today is always present tense. So I want to be in the today.
Yeah.
I need a word for today. And it's hard to cry out for that word today in the midst of chaos and all the confusion and all the noise. So starting for me the day, you know, I got up and switched my routine today. I threw my dog off.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she was so confused. I got up and took her immediately out at 6 o'clock. She wasn't ready for it because usually I study for that first hour, and then we have our cup of coffee and you know, share the word a little bit, and then I take her out. Now, I've created her to be routine. She was so confused this morning. In fact, when we got back, and we got back kind of in a routine, then she was following that routine to go out again. And I had told her, we're not going out again. You already been out. You have to wait till tomorrow to do this routine. But today, God wants us to stay in the now. Amen. He's never late. He's always on time. But he wants us. It says, and he emphasizes this, and we're in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Look what it says. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says. So Holy Spirit is speaking this to us. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. It's critical because it says in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, guard your hearts at all cost, because out of it flows the issues of life. So we're responsible for guarding our hearts. And he says one of the ways to guard your heart from being hardened is today if you hear his voice. If you don't hear his voice or you don't do what his voice is saying, your heart will grow hard. Eventually it gets so hard that you can't even distinguish if it's the voice of God. In John chapter 10 it says, my sheep know my voice. And I loved what my brother said. Jesus is a great shepherd and he leads his sheep. The devil drives his sheep. But you know what? We have a will. And the will is that we get to choose to follow. He's a good God and his people. He's teaching us how to hear his voice, because we're going to need to hear his voice in this day and this hour. And there's so many voices out there. The airways are jammed just in the natural. Is it's hard to find airways to get on a radio or any kind of satellite. I mean, they're scrambling. They're paying big money to get those airways. Well, the airways are getting filled, but one airway that must be extinguished above all others is the voice of God. Yes. Therefore, do not harden your hearts by not spending time in the Word. And I'm not talking about reading the Word just to get information. I'm talking about God. The Word is God's Word speaking to us. Sit down and don't be so fast to complete, you know, your devotion assignment. Ask Holy Spirit, is there something for today that you want me to read? I'll be real honest, I haven't read the Bible through in 4 or 5 years, maybe since COVID. I'd read it through every year. But be real honest, sometimes during the day I think, I can't remember what I read. The Holy Spirit says, why don't you start off and ask me what you should read for today? Amen. And I don't do one of these. Well, oh, okay, there it is. It's amazing. He'll just tell me, turn to a chapter or a verse. Remind me a verse, and I'll think, oh, I know where that is. I'll go and start reading on it. And before you know it, I'm getting this download.
Amen.
I'll tell you, it's so fresh when you know that he's leading you in your reading. And I'm not saying put aside devotions. I'm just saying, let's learn how to hear his voice in our reading. He's speaking to us. Let's make sure we're listening. Amen. Okay, so he goes on to say, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, where the fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years. How many want to go around that mountain again? He wants to break cycles out of our life. If you're going around the same mountain again, you need to stop. Pay attention to the burning bush. Don't just watch the burning bush. Go see what's making it burn. Amen. Amen. Therefore, I was angry with that generation, said they always go astray in their heart. This is where you go astray first. The battle is in the mind and the heart. You go astray, and if you harden your heart and you're not hearing the voice of God, it gets harder and you'll start to go astray. A shepherd leads his sheep. As long as you're following, you won't go astray. He leads you into green pastures and beside still waters. Jesus, when he called his disciples, said this, "Follow me and I will make you." I can see Jesus just turning, not looking to see who's following him. He gave them the invitation. And those that were hungry, they left all that they had and kept their eyes on him and followed him. Well, it doesn't stop there in verse 12. "Take care, brethren, that there be not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God." So the first thing that happens, there's a straying away. And the longer you stray away, the easier it is to stay away and go a little further. Is that right? Till you get to the place that you have an unbelieving heart. "But encourage one another day after day, as long as it's still called the day." I'll tell you, let's encourage one another each day. Every one of us needs encouragement sometimes. Every time of every one of us, there comes a time when it's tough for us to stand. We know God, but I mean the pressures. If we're hearing the voice of God, I'm trying to be real quick. When I'm on my walk or when I'm praying and asking God, and someone's face or someone's name comes to me, I don't just say, "Oh, I pray a blessing." I meditate, and then I'm trying to call or text.
That's good. Instant obedience.
I'll tell you, the results are amazing. The results are good things. It renews my youth. Even if I don't get a report on it, I was obedient to at least what I saw or felt. He goes on, "But encourage one another day after day." Verse 14, "For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of assurance firm until the end. While it is said, again, today if you hear his voice." Holy Spirit speaking today. Today he wants to reveal something to you. He wants to say something to you. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. If you're not taking time out to listen to the Lord, I guarantee you there's an enemy out there that will cause your heart to get hardened. Don't let your heart get hardened by taking a break from Holy Spirit and the Word of God. "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me." That's twice he says, harden your hearts provokes him. I don't want to provoke him in this way. I want to provoke him in the way that, man, you know, I receive his love, his blessing, his love. But there is a provoking when our hearts go hard. "For who provoked him when they had heard? Indeed, did not all those who came out of Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were not able to enter in because of unbelief." So if we're hearing his voice, the next thing that hardens heart is disobedience. What's he saying to you? Write it down. Sometimes when I'm in that place, you know, and I have to remember what he's shown me. And then I get to a place where I can write it down. And then I'll carry it in on my little, you know, I got these notepads everywhere, these stick-em things. At the end of the week, I have to crumble them up off my desk because they're all over the place. And I go through them. Did I follow up on this, what he was speaking? Because I don't want to get a hard heart because of disobedience. I don't have to understand all, you know. He gives me something, I don't have to understand it all. I just have to be obedient to what he said. You can go into chapter 4, therefore, let us fear. And goes on, keep going. You could keep reading, keep reading, keep reading. Verse 7. Today, saying through David, after so long a time, just as has been said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken of another day after that. So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered into his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall, though following the same example of disobedience. Amen. I want to encourage in this time, develop a lifestyle of hearing the voice of God. And the two primary ways is by his word and his spirit. Read the word as though God written you a personal letter. Don't read it as you're reading a history book. You're not going to get tested on what you know. You're going to get tested on your obedience to what he's spoken to you. So I want to encourage you every day, spend time listening for God's voice to speak today, 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 today. And you know what? Tomorrow's going to be today. And the next day is going to be today. You're always in the present tense. You're always in the now of God. God is always in the now. Faith is now. Faith isn't future. Faith is now. God is always in the presence. He wants to keep us in the presence. He wants to keep us in the now. And the way to keep us in the now is today. Do not harden your heart. You know, it says 7 times in the book of Revelation that Jesus, Holy Spirit, speaks to the 7 churches. It says, today. And I'm putting today in there. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. He said that to the church. He's saying it to us today. 7 times he says, he that has an ear. So God has given us an ear to hear, an inner ear. Yes. It's that still small voice. You're not going to get this audible boom. I wish it would come that way, but if your heart's hardened, he can do that audible boom and you still don't hear.
That's true. Amen.
Today. And notice he connects in all 7 of those exhortations. He that has an ear to hear, he connects it with to him who overcomes.
Come on.
He that hears is going to overcome.
That's right.
He that hears and is obedient to what he hears is overcome. And so he's made us all to be victorious and overcomers in Christ Jesus. But now he says, this is the way that you can make this happen, is you hear his voice. He that has an ear to hear, today. He'll give you the answer for today, so that you can come overcome today. Then he's got something he wants to say for tomorrow's thing, but he won't say it till today. Because tomorrow becomes today. Amen?
Amen.
I want to say, and I want to just urge you. Doesn't matter where we're all in different levels, all different places, but wherever you are, start where you're at. Start with a desire. Yes. The desire doesn't make it happen. The next thing is discipline.
Yes.
It becomes a discipline in your life before it becomes a delight. Now, I can remember when it was discipline, and man, it was like pulling teeth to get up and do it. Now it's just natural. I get up. As much as, I get a glass of water, I take a breath of air, I get up. And I love this. I heard it for 3 solid weeks. The scripture today. If you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. I heard that every morning. I heard that this morning. Someone said, I had a rough night. I said, I had a rough night too. Nights can be brutal. But when we learn to hear His voice, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow, keep walking. The word will start to bubble up and you start to declare the word. There's something about speaking the word out loud. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. So the best way to hear the word is when you read it out loud. You know, several times this week someone would ask me something as we were talking. I'd say, I just opened the book and start reading. And I found myself reading a whole chapter in Proverbs or a whole chapter out of the Passion. And I don't know if it did anything for them, but boy, I'll tell you, I was built up. I'm hearing myself. Faith comes by hearing. So read it out loud. You want to hear the voice of God? My grandson's here that we've used this illustration, Joshua. He's the one that his friend said, you know, I don't hear God's voice. And he says, well, do you read the Bible? He says, yes, but I don't hear it. And then Joshua said, read it out loud. This is God's word. You want to hear the word? Read it out loud. I mean, how much more practical can you get than that? The faith of a child. I mean, just if we believe this is God's word written to us, you want to hear God's word? Start reading it out loud. Yes. Amen. 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 And listen to what God's speaking to you. I'm always amazed at Holy Spirit. And you say, well, you know, Proverbs, I've read it. Yeah, but you know what? Next month, it's a new day. I didn't even see some of the stuff that was in chapter 1 and 2 until this month. When did you put that in there, Holy Spirit? Because I didn't need it last month. But I'm showing you it this month. So His word is constantly pregnant, giving birth to new revelation. And those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So stay hungry. When you go in there, you're anticipating, I'm getting a word from God today. And then learning how to pray in the Spirit. When you pray in the Spirit, begin to listen. Not what you're saying. Don't get so caught up in, because you don't know what you're saying. But if you're praying for the interpretation, look for some, you know, it's amazing. I get this picture, this thought or a scripture. When I'm praying in the Spirit and I go, and whoa, He's speaking to me. Didn't make any sense praying in tongues. So praying in tongues. Paul says, I pray in tongues more than you all. Why did he pray in tongues more than you all? Because God was speaking to him. God's speaking to us all the time. So He's given us the Word and the Spirit. And if we'll take time to listen, He's more than willing and eager to speak. He's got so much to tell you. Amen. And I want to encourage you that through this these summer months, get to a discipline and stay with it until it becomes a delight. Amen. I mean, the first thing you wake in the morning, or He's already speaking to you before. I love that. This morning I thought, what am I doing? I was praying in tongues. You know, going through that subconscious waking moment before you get out of bed. Yeah. And you just kind of have that moment and, okay, I'm still, I'm listening, and I'm just amazed at what He has to say. He'll give scripture. I'll get up, I'll look at the scripture, then I'll be in prayer, go for the walk, and just put that before Him, and He'll start speaking through that. Amen?
Amen.
I want to encourage you, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear. It's not the natural ear. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says it's not. He has not given us eyes to see or ears to hear or heart to perceive, but He's given us Holy Spirit. He's our ears, our inner ear in our innermost being. Begin to listen for that still small voice. We want, you know, the thunder and, you know, and the lightning and the winds and all that. It's that still small voice on the inside. Become intimate with that voice because He'll lead you and guide you. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sign of maturity are those that are being led. And we're not led by feelings. I was going to give that illustration. Bill Johnson says, we're not led by feelings, we're led by believing. We're not feelers, we're believers. Amen? And it doesn't matter what you're feeling. If God said it, that's more real than what you're feeling. But if He said it and you believe it, then you feel it, that's all right. But let's be led as believers. Amen? Father, I thank You this morning that, Father, You're doing a new thing in Your church and Your people. We thank You You're stirring up the gifts of the Spirit. And we thank You that You put Holy Spirit on the inside of every one of us, that each one of us who has confessed Jesus as Lord of our lives, we have the Spirit of God on the inside. And we thank You, Jesus, that in this hour, You're baptizing us in a fresh outpouring of Spirit of God and fire. And we thank You that fire is to burn off all chaff, to burn off, Father, anything that's not of You. And so You said today, if we hear Your voice. And so, Father, I thank You this morning that we release, Father, You said You're releasing an open heaven. That when we pray, Jesus was our model. And when Jesus went to be baptized, it says that as He prayed, the heavens were open. That, Father, You're calling us to follow in Jesus' footsteps. That we can open the heavens and we can keep the heavens open, Father. That, Father, blessings may come into the earth, that the kingdom of God might be established. And so, Father, we thank You right now. You've given every one of us an ear to hear. And now we choose as an act of our will that we're going to take time to listen. We're going to take time to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. So we thank You today. Today, Father, we hear the voice of God. Right now, I thank You. I activate, Father, the inner man right now. I thank You for the ear to hear right now, the eye to see what You are doing. And Father, we thank You right now in a fresh and new way that we begin to encounter You through Your word and by Your Spirit. We thank You, Holy Spirit. We say, come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us every morning. Let it be a fresh manna, not yesterday's manna, that, Father, we come and receive the bread of heaven, the true bread of life. We thank You, Jesus' body that was broken for us is the true bread. And so we thank You that we eat His body and drink His blood. And I thank You this morning that You're activating, that You're stirring up on the inside of each one of us, Father. Oh, today, to hear Your voice. And Father, I break every hardness of heart off right now. Anything that's resisting on the inside, Father, for surrendering over to You and completely to You, I break that right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank You that we're a new creation, and therefore all things are becoming new. So Father, I thank You for this new way of communing with You, this new intimacy. I declare, Father, an increase in intimacy with the Word of God, that the Word will become flesh on the inside of us, that Father, we have a new intimacy with Holy Spirit, that in Him we live, move, and have our being. And so we thank You that You have so much more. And so, Father, we thank You that we hear Your voice and we're obedient to it. And so I declare right now, Father, that You're establishing a fresh and a new hunger. Oh, for what You hunger for in the name of Jesus. And break all those things that are hindering us from hearing clearly. All those distractions right now. The sin that so easily entangles us right now. I break that off, and I thank You. I welcome You, Holy Spirit, to come and to purify, to cleanse, and to clean my innermost being, the temple of Holy Spirit, that I have no hindrance on the inside. Wash me with the water of the Word. Father, I thank You right now. There's a washing going on. A washing of the water of the Word and the Spirit right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we hunger for more. We say more. I say, pour out your spirit right now. Oh, kashado boraba ha dee boho. Oh, shade borodo ramba baba ha. Oh, just receive a fresh breath of God right now. Bo she karondo bureha aranda rabu koronda raha ha. Zo sota ramba baranda rebu kushara ha. Buranda raha ha. Zo soto rabu shidi di manda. Oh, come on, stir up your most holy faith. Oh, as you pray in the Spirit, look to see, listen to hear. Listen to hear that still small voice on the inside. Today, hear the voice of God in a fresh, a new way. Oh, Karanat, unstop those spiritual ears that have been hardened in the name of Jesus. We say, open the ears and the eyes of the heart. Oh, that we see in a fresh and new way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Shakaranat. Oh, Karinere. Oh, that as we wait upon the Lord, you're renewing our strength. I declare a renewing of physical strength in the name of Jesus. That Father, as you build up our innermost being, that Father, our body is following in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabaha Karendere Boho. Oh. I love. Ha, do Rabaha. Let me just read this over you and just receive this, okay? Romans chapter 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Let me say this as we celebrate the 4th. Our Constitution tells us what we've already been set free of. Now it's our responsibility to stay free. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has already set you free through the cross. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells, and that's living in you, it's continual presence tense. It's not a one-time deal. It's a continual present tense who's living on the inside of you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells and lives on the inside of you. And so, Father, I release the Spirit of life and peace over everyone right now in their innermost being. I release the Spirit of God right now, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, is dwelling in every believer. And I thank you, it's manifesting in their souls and in their minds and in their heart and in their bodies. And Father, I release healing right now in the inner man, that it will manifest in the physical man right now. Renew our strength right now, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We thank you. Whoa.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ah.
Hey, hey. Oh, ramba kasoto rababaha. Ha ha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of God, you are welcome. You are welcome in this temple. You are welcome in all of your fullness. All your fullness. All your fullness. Ha. Carando to la barra de he. Ha ha. Do de he. Woo. Feel your strength being renewed? Ha ha. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. So, Father, we thank you for this life of the Spirit. You have given us spiritual ears to hear. You have given us eyes to see. And we thank you, Father, that we can only do what we see the Father doing. So, Holy Spirit, show us what Jesus and the Father are up to. Show us not only today, but show us the things that are to come. That we're locked into you. That, Father, we have built our house upon the rock. That we're hearing your word and we're being obedient to what you're revealing and saying to us. So today, we hear your voice. Today, we respond. And we thank you and give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Ah, wow. Amen. Let's run this together. Together, we are the body of Christ. Together, we have the mind of Christ. Amen. I'm so thankful. Amen. Aren't you glad that he loved you? That he snatched you out of the domain of darkness? He put you into the kingdom of his son Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. We're going to keep talking about life in the Spirit and Holy Spirit through these months, because he's refreshing us in this malting process. You feel like, okay, you know, I feel like he's dismantling everything. He may be doing that, but I'll tell you what he's going to make you is going to be greater than what you were.
That's right.
Amen. His fullness is greater than anything we're experiencing now. There's more. Amen. So renew our strength, that we'll run and not be weary. We'll walk and not faint. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Ha-ha. Ha.
Glory!
It's okay, huh? Feel like...
Come on, I'll go with you.
Amen. We're going to run in the Spirit together. Amen. Man, I tell you, the days ahead are glorious. Just keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. He's bringing us into the fullness of his glory. Amen. Father, just seal what you're doing now. I thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, enjoy the 4th of July, but true freedom is being free in Jesus. Amen. Being free in him. You can give your offerings, put them in the offering
boxes in the hall, envelopes in the pew, or you can give online. Thank you for your giving, continuous giving. We're pressing forward. Give you a report, what's happening in the neighborhood, transforming the neighborhood. And it just gives me, I can't wait to show the reports of what's happening because of you and your faithfulness here in our assignment. So God's doing a work.
Amen.
And he's starting with you and I. So go in the power of his might and strength. Greet two or three people. The books that will be at the back table, the information table, if you want a book. Stay with that. Let's let God put what he wants to put on the inside and take what he wants out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.